So now we're going to talk about a project which really is innovative in terms of how it mixes enterprise and diversity in the West Midlands. And we're going to talk about the Black Pounds project. And I'm pleased now to have on the line CJ Webley and Ebony Hemmings. Welcome both.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hi, James.
Hi, great to have you on the show. And CJ, let's start with you with the Black Pounds project. For people that haven't heard about that, I guess the clue's in the title, but tell me a little bit about how it started and how you founded it.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, my background is actually that I'm a writer and theatre director. So I actually work at the Birmingham Rep. And during the time last year, you know, there was a global outpouring of support for the Black community. I think predominantly because of the fact we were all in lockdown and we all saw exactly what happened. So when the protests were happening in the Birmingham city centre, I was actually in the office at the Birmingham Rep, and I looked out the window and I saw a sea of people, you know, over 5,000 people, you know, all in support saying Black Lives Matter. But it wasn't just Black people, it was people from all different communities. And I just thought it was a beautiful thing. So for me, I wanted to really keep that energy sustained, and I wanted to give people the opportunity to feel included in the conversation and actually feel like they could do something practical about it. So, you know, when I think about the Black community, I think about the rich culture, the music, the businesses, and the fact that in some aspects, you know, we do need support as a community, and there are various reasons why we aren't in certain why we aren't kind of growing in terms of our businesses on a scale that we see other businesses growing at. So for me, it was about how can we create a project that can help our businesses to thrive in, particularly in this difficult time.
And the project, I think, specifically tries to help those businesses which are what the jargon is SME, isn't it? It's small and medium term enterprises. You know, it's kind of fairly small, one or two man or woman outfits, if you like. And part of this project, I think, is about trying to support them and move them on to a place where they're perhaps in a more sustainable place to be in terms of their business and the kind of things they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the reports came out this year. There was one called Alone Together from the British Business Bank. There was also an all-parliamentary party report that came out for the BAME community, talking about the fact that Black business owners were not accessing or able to access the government fundings and other support that was out there. And I just felt that, you know, particularly as you mentioned, primarily in the Black community, most people are operating SME businesses and kind of one-man band sort of businesses. So they would really be struggling to kind of find the time to sit down and fill those application forms out. But I think that was something that was very much overlooked perhaps by the government. So this initiative was very much set up to support those businesses that wouldn't necessarily have the time or the confidence even to approach, you know, government funders. And even if they do, often they are getting rejected and then they're not understanding why. So it's really about education and actually equipping business owners with the skills to actually grow and scale as well.
Now, I think we're in the space now of having the kind of first cohort of people that are coming through the project. And excitingly, I think from a short list of around about 30 businesses and people linked to those businesses, you hone that down to eight, I think, in the first cohort. And Ebony, excitingly, you are one of the first eight, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, congratulations first. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was really, really excited. That's CJ, what I'm like. Really excited, really excited to have been chosen. I mean, I know a lot of great, you know, Black-owned great businesses out there. So when CJ said, "Oh, you've got through," I was like, "Hey, that is great." And I think what makes it even more special is the fact that I know where this all started from, you know, and the journey from last June yes, to now, it's just been like bam bam, it's just been go for CJ. So where he's taken the Black Pounds to has just been, you know, it's been a phenomenal journey, hasn't it, CJ?
Yeah, it has. And it's worth actually just noting that There was an interview process. So all of the people that applied had to go through a process with a panel. We felt it was quite informal, but I didn't necessarily have as much say over that whole process because I wanted to remain impartial because I obviously would have known a few of the businesses that were applying for it. So I just remained impartial. I didn't necessarily let people know if I knew the person or not. I just wanted people to get through on their own merit just to make sure that it was transparent from the get-go. And, you know, I think that's even more of a of an accomplishment for Ebony to have got through, knowing that the people who she got through with, I mean, I didn't know you before last year anyway, Ebony, but, you know, to know that you got through with by just being yourself and speaking to these professionals who have a vested interest in the community and want to see Black business owners thriving. I just thought it was, you know, it's a really great achievement.
It was deep, yeah, it was deep. The interview, it was a little bit like Dragon's Den. I felt, you know, I felt like I was under pressure. I mean, the panel were lovely. They were really supportive and they listened. But yeah, it was an intense interview actually. So, but yeah, got through it.
Put you through your paces, but obviously that's what gives it the value, I guess, makes it worth winning and achieving. So, Ebony, let's talk about your business and your project, if you like. So this is something called Breathe In Media or Breathe In Media. Okay, now I'm guessing it links to some of that context that we've just talked about, but paint us a picture of the kind of things you're doing.
Yeah, so Breathe In Media, it's a media digital academy. So we are at the moment, well, I'm saying we, but it's just I'm doing video content and social media marketing. I'm creating a load of content and firing that out, and just really helping business owners to overcome their fear and frustrations of social media marketing. So we do everything from content creation, video. I run a small studio in Aston. We create different pieces of content depending on the project. The pandemic has really opened doors for digital and social media marketing. In a way, it's been good, but yeah, it's been turbulent as well.
And CJ, let's pick up on that point, because I think a lot of the Black Pounds project, as you said, is about helping Black community in terms of, you know, building the capability and the kind of capacity that there is in that part of the economy. But it's also, you know, like every other community within communities, if you like, trying to respond to and recover from the kind of lockdown period. And there's a great phrase, kickstart out of lockdown. That's what you're trying to achieve, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the great thing about Ebony's business is that it is very much online. Of course, you know, the Digital Academy, I'm sure you could do that in person as well. But I think the beauty of, you know, what has happened, if we want to think about something positive that's come out of what's happened, is that people are more, they are embracing technology more. So a business like Ebony's is really forward thinking in that it was already set up before the pandemic. So, you know, when you have people approaching the project, you know, asking for social media marketing support, and we've referred a couple of people to Ebony that have come to us, you know, it is giving them the opportunity to think about what life will be like, you know, post-COVID, because, of course, things aren't going to go back completely to the way things were. So it's really giving people that opportunity to think differently, and also the peer-to-peer kind of mentoring sessions that we have, where people like Ebony can share her insight to some of the other business owners, and they can, you know, ask questions, and we can really start to build kind of a almost like a family unit, I guess.
It can be a really lonely journey, and it has been a really lonely journey. But then knowing that I can pick up the phone to CJ. That's when I can get hold of him, or I can at least email you. It's just knowing that support is there should I need it, and I think that's big for any business, but particularly for small businesses in this climate at the moment.
I think there are some really positive messages about the diversity of the region, you know, not just in terms of ethnicity, but in terms of, I guess, the businesses themselves. You've got a real diverse mix of products and people and skills and professions, really. So help me with some of these things, because some of these things I may access on a day-to-day basis. There's a bubble bar, for example.
Yeah.
There are luxury handbags, maybe less so for myself, I'm not sure. There's coffee. Coffee is a key constituent of my day, but also, you know, things like vegan desserts. You've got a real mix in there, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that was the beauty of the interview process, because, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to bring more businesses on at this stage. If people were to have a look on the website, blackpoundsproject.org, you will see the variety of businesses that that have come through, and it just shows the level of creativity and diversity of thought that is within the community. You know, you've got, like you say, you've got someone doing coffee, you've got someone doing, you know, who's got a bubble bar. He's transformed a I think 1970s caravan into a actual functioning bar, which he operates at weddings and events. You know, that is just, that's just remarkable. I've never heard anything like that. And I never would have, probably, unless Craig came and interviewed for the project. So it is really about also raising awareness of these amazing businesses and products and services that people really should be tapping into. And I think, you know, particularly at this time, it's been a difficult time for everyone, not just people within the Black community. However, I think in terms of exposure, I think because of the way things are set up, unfortunately, Black businesses don't tend to get as much exposure. So a project like ours can really help to raise awareness of the amazing, you know, businesses that are on the scheme.
Ebony, you touched on this earlier. There's a kind of connectivity, I guess, in all of this, isn't there, in terms of, you know, yourself receiving that kind of mentorship and that advice from CJ and others. There is a family building, isn't there? And I guess a number of those industries, those businesses, will spark things off each other. I guess from a digital point of view, that's probably, I can imagine what that might be, but there's all kinds of possibilities, isn't there?
It's crazy, yeah. I mean, from a digital perspective, we are now in a global community. So yeah, the potential for a bigger audience is huge.
A lot of this, CJ, is about sort of, as I mentioned, you know, giving people, I guess, confidence and moving them, not just hand-holding them, I don't mean that, but moving them onto the next stage. You know, it's helping them and growing them and giving them, I suppose, a wider horizon to see where their business could go. And I suppose, again, you know, the situation we're in at the moment, which none of us, I don't think, expected, has created some new opportunities and perhaps made us rethink a number of things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was just going to touch on what Ebony was saying about the network that we have. I mean, you mentioned the term handholding, and I think in a sense
it can be if you want it to, because I don't mind holding your hand.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is, though, it's not just my hand you'd have to hold. There's so many different hands you can hold. But
definitely,
you know, I think one thing that I feel has been lacking in our community is knowing where to go. I think there's so much, you know, there's so many resources out there that really we could tap into, but sometimes that can be overwhelming. I think what the project is about is bringing the right people who have a vested interest in the community, regardless of their cultural background or heritage. It's about, do they share this common goal of wanting equality to be a part of society and be part of, you know, our national economy, you know what I mean? So it's about, if we can get those people who all share this vision and all kind of think like me, but may have different skills and different areas, the great thing is somebody can just email the Black Pounds Project and we can literally just signpost them to that person, you know, as long as they have the will to want to have that conversation. And that's the beauty. And I think that is something that's really been missing. So, you know, it's a great honor to have been able to create something like this. And I felt that sense of imposter syndrome when I did set this up, because, you know, although I've set up a organization where I used to go into schools and run creative writing workshops for children, I didn't necessarily see the potential to really scale that business as much as this one has scaled. But it was literally as a result of people really coaching me and mentoring me and helping me understand and see the value in a project like this, because I've seen how it's supported me to even set up this initiative and get it to where it is. I know that the people that are involved can do the same for anyone that does get onto the mentorship scheme and want to do the same.
I think that's what's really positive about a project like this, that it does encourage people to start thinking in that way, and therefore to start perhaps thinking about the culture or the kind of mindset that you need to get into these things and to take the idea to the next step. Yes. I was just keen to ask anyone listening to this now thinking, actually, I have got a great idea, or actually, I want to work up that idea. What sort of advice would you give them? Ebony, I'll ask you first, because you've got a very creative portfolio, haven't you? So what, I guess, what advice would you give people in terms of their ideas and moving those ideas forward?
Gosh, you know, you can easily turn an idea into reality. You've just got to take the action and just start. And literally, I know it sounds a bit cheesy or a bit like a cliche, but literally start today, start small, start something, just start. You might not end up where you planned, you know, and I definitely planned for other things, but the pandemic took me elsewhere. But just by starting, you will find your pathway. And if you are a Black-owned business, contact the Black Pounds Project. It makes sense.
CJ, I'll just tweak that question slightly for you. I'm not going to let you get away easily, because you've obviously had an idea and it's evolved into this project, and you founded, I think, something very positive, which certainly the Black community in the West Midlands should be very grateful for, because I think it's a real platform. It's a really exciting thing. Are there things along the way that made you think twice about what you were doing and how you were doing it? And if there were, how did you get over those?
Yeah, I think there were moments where, of course, when you have a particular group in the name of your company or organization, there's going to be people that have differing opinions and views on what that is and what why it needs to be that way. One thing I always say is the project is for everyone. You know, if you want to get involved and you need some business support, also feel free to reach out to us. I'm not the type of person that would ever turn anyone away that's in need. That just doesn't make sense, and that defeats the purpose of this project. The only thing that I would say is that we are recognizing that there are certain issues within society that have unfortunately meant that the Black community has been marginalized and pushed to the side in various areas. And at the moment, we're focusing primarily on Black businesses. So that's what I would say. That's how I've had to really develop and be able to articulate that, because it's about positivity and actually moving things forward, even in a difficult time such as this.
I think that's a really important message on which to finish. Just to mention the website again, you mentioned it earlier, but I'll just reiterate it for folks sitting at home with their notepad and pen. It's www.blackpoundsproject.org. That's blackpoundsproject.org. CJ, Ebony, thanks so much for coming on and talking to me about a project. It's great to have you on, and we'll try and get you back at some point to find out what you got up to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.